Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I think the best way to make a first impression on a first date is to show her your rage issues right away. You know what I mean? Just rage on the first date the whole time. Usually ladies like that a lot.
Anger to turn us on.
Yeah, they do. Oh, they love it. Mm-hmm. That's why Adam is on the phone right now. He emailed us about a date that he had that he feels didn't go so great because he was a little angry when he showed up to his date.
Oh, no.
Adam, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm good.
Hey, man. First of all, I will say I read your email and the issue that you had in getting to your date and the way you acted on your date. I can't blame you. I think I would have acted the same way. I've been in this situation a lot. But go ahead and tell everybody about how you met the girl that you want us to call today.
So her name was Ren.
Ren.
And, you know, it was one of those, like, friend of a friend thing. We were both single. They set us up. Thought she was real good looking. I was really attracted to her. Looking through her pictures, it really seemed like she was going to be a good fit. So I was pretty stoked on the date from the beginning, before we even actually met for the date.
Right, and before you met and showed her your angry side.
Dude, I didn't mean to show her my angry face. You know, that wasn't the goal of the date.
Yeah, but in your email, you said you got there and you just raged for the whole time pretty much, and you felt kind of awkward about it. Explain what happened.
I mean, I gave myself plenty of time to get to coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, last thing I want to do on a first date is show up late. And all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, this ass turns into the lane in front of me and starts going, like, 20 miles per hour. And I wasn't running late, but this guy, I felt like he was messing with me because I'm just sitting there. And I'm beeping and I'm honking and I'm trying to be nice first. And then I just lose it. I flip a switch and I start going crazy on this guy. And he's just such a f***ing ass because I'm just trying to get somewhere.
You are
you're already raging with us. We're just trying to ask you.
He was an ass.
Okay, hey, dude, Adam, you're talking to the king of road rage right here.
Yeah.
I'm constantly pissed off in my
right
car,
now.
So I understand.
You're still shaking.
So, yeah, you were angry about this dude.
Yeah, well, of course I was angry. Yeah, okay. But, you know, this guy who pulls in front of me makes me 10 minutes late, and that pissed me off, and I tried to let it go, and I guess it was just nervous energy. I just kind of wouldn't shut up, and I just talked nonstop pretty much the whole day.
Were you talking about this guy the whole time?
Pretty much.
Do you have anger issues normally? Are you an angry guy?
I tend to think I'm a pretty even-keeled guy, but...
You sound like it. I asked you to recap the incident on the way to the date, and you just went off on us. So you sound like an angry dude. Are you an angry guy, or are you...
I'm not normally, you know, really an angry guy. Mm-hmm. I think it was just the nervous energy of going to the date, and I think that the mix of both of those things, I just kind of... you know, had a tough time.
Did you explain to her that you were upset at a guy that you...
I did. I think it just came off angry.
Yeah, I see how that happened.
Did she comment about your anger? Did she say, like, whoa, you're still pretty upset about this?
Not really. I mean, she was pretty quiet about it. She was really quiet. She's
probably quiet because she was scared for her life. People get that way.
That's where I felt real bad with. I just kind of just talked nonstop for 45 minutes. Ooh.
Did she get a word in edgewise?
I mean, not much.
All right, so so you talked at her the whole time.
Well, I mean, at the end, I said to her, I asked her about going out on another date, and I apologized to her, and I said that, you know, I'm not normally like this and all this stuff, and you know, we slapped five.
You high-fived at the end of the date?
Oh, I wasn't going to kiss her. I was, like, sweating from being so nervous and pissed off.
What kind of five are we talking about here? Like, on the side, down low, high five?
Up high.
Up high. All right, so you gave her a high five to say goodbye. Did you ask to see her again?
We did interlock fingers, though, guys.
Oh, nice. That's almost a handhold. You almost held her hand on the first date. Did you ask to see her again?
Well, yeah, we talked about it, and I mentioned I throw her a text, and I texted her a few times, and I haven't really heard back. So I'm kind of curious, you know, I know it didn't go great, but I thought it ended good.
After you apologized to her, did she say, oh, I totally understand, I've been there before, or?
Not so much.
Mm. And so she seemed upset.
Yeah, I mean, I told her. I said I told her that, you know, my energy level was off, and I was really nervous for the date as it was. And then this happened, and it just totally threw me. And I feel horrible about it, and I told her that. And she seemed receptive to it.
Yeah.
But this whole situation, you know, it didn't go well. And I really want a second chance because I think her and I could really do well together. And I think that even with my anger issues, you know, the little bit of road rage and stuff, I feel like a girl like her could really calm me down.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right. Try not to freak out. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Adam is on the phone with us. He wants us to call a girl named Rin today for his second date update. They went out, met for coffee. He was 10 minutes late and ended up being very frustrated from a road rage incident that made him late. Feels like he just vented about the thing the whole time and was just angry and didn't even let her get a word in edgewise while they had their coffee date. Adam, you about ready to give her a call?
I'm ready, man.
All right. I was thinking about this. Most girls, when they list the traits that they like in a potential mate, they usually say something like, I like a guy who's sensitive, a guy who's caring, good job, very responsible. They usually don't list potential homicidal maniac as a good quality. So that's probably why she's not calling you back. I mean, if you went on a first date with somebody and they showed up a little late, first of all, that's one strike against you, and then proceeded to just be angry the whole time, I doubt you'd be so willing to call him back, too.
I mean, I think that's kind of the issue, and that's why I'm trying to make it work with her again, because I really do feel like I had a bad representation.
You want a do-over.
Yeah, I just want to try one more time. You know, I want to kind of show Ren the Adam that I really am.
Okay.
Okay, and you think this call is going to do it for you. You've got a level head on you right now.
Yeah, can we just get this going so I don't get pissed off about
it? Okay. All right, I'm going to call it right now, man. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Ren, please?
This is she.
Hey, Ren, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio program.
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
No, I'm pretty sure I have the right number, Ren. There's not a whole lot of Rens, and I was given your number by a guy named Adam to call you today.
What?
Yeah. Adam is a listener to our show. And he says he recently went out on a date with you, but you're not calling him back. And he asked us to see if we could get you on the phone and ask why.
How do you know him?
He listens to our radio show. Adam wanted us to call you to ask if he did something wrong on your date or there's a particular reason that you don't want to see him again.
I don't even really know how to respond to this.
Did he talk
to you about this?
He did. He told us that you went out for coffee, and he said that he was a little late, and he actually feels bad because he thinks that he may have been a little upset from a traffic incident, and he wasn't very attentive to you on your date.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is that a pretty accurate description?
Yeah, I would say so. I get this is what you guys do, so I don't mean to be disrespectful at all. I'm just kind of like...
No,
God.
It's fine. I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us. We just want to pass along a message to Adam and give him your perspective on the first date.
Yeah, I can talk about that. My experience with Adam was very limited, and I'm not a very confrontational person.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very, very angry, and I think that the first 10 minutes of the time that we very, very first were introduced to each other, it was really just all about this driving experience he had being so frustrated with this other person.
Was he like cussing and stuff when he was explaining it to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it was so, so over the top that I would have need to have left, because I would have done that if it was really, really that bad. If he was,
that's what I was going to ask you, Rin. I was going to ask you if at any point you were scared for your life.
No, I wouldn't say that. It really wasn't like that, but it was pretty intense. Even when he finally went to go get us some coffee, which he did, you know, finally pull himself up to be like, okay, I'm going to go get us some coffee. But
pulls himself together.
Even in that moment when he goes to order the coffee, I can hear him from all the way at the other end of the shop, and he's ordering, and he just sounds aggressive.
So was he, like, yelling at the barista and stuff like that?
I'm
picturing him just tearing up this Starbucks or wherever you're at.
No, it really wasn't like that. It wasn't like he was unkind toward the people around him necessarily. It's just the manner in which he was dealing with things. It was just, like, pent up. You know when somebody's really upset about something, and even though they're doing something normal, it's in an abnormal way. And here's the other thing that was tough. It was manifesting in, like, sweat.
Oh.
He was so mad that he was sweating?
Well, I don't know if he just sweats, if that's a thing, independent of what was going on, but it seemed like it was fueled, or at least, like, made a lot worse by his emotional space.
Ren, it's called hyperhidrosis. It's because people who can't control their sweat glands, okay, they sweat a ton. Maybe he has that.
How do you know this?
So you don't want to see him again because he's an angry, sweaty mess.
It's not just that he was sweating a lot and being angry. He was sweating profusely, like in the palms of his hands. There was sweat dripping down him and then collecting, like under, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this, like, oh, man boobs, you know?
Oh, gosh.
He sweated out his whole shirt?
Like dark, dark, just covered in sweat.
Oh, man.
It stains, boob stains?
Yeah, that's bad. If he's pitting out a little bit, that's kind of like, whoa, man, you sweat a lot. Yeah. But if he actually, his whole shirt was sweated out?
I don't think that's being...
And that's what I was concerned about, because I know that when I'm upset, like, I'll sweat a little bit, and that's normal, but it was, whoa, it was so much.
I'd be curious to find out if it's an issue or if it's just his anger that makes him sweat like that. Aren't you curious to at least know?
Honestly, maybe he's a really great person that just had a really bad day, but I just don't want to deal with it.
Okay.
I really don't.
That's cool. Thank you for giving us an answer. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But I really need to find out about this sweat, and that's why I'm glad you're still on the phone, because Adam is also on the phone and heard everything you just said.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Hi, Ren.
Oh, my God. First of all, I'm really, really sorry. Look, this is really... I'm sorry, and then I'm also, like... annoyed to be put in this situation, but I am sorry if you heard things that I said that are unfair.
Oh my God, you don't need to feel bad, Ren. Pretty much everything you said is true.
Oh no.
I mean, I can kind of explain the sweating thing, the anger stuff. The sweating thing. Let's start with that.
Point one.
So, I mean, you know, I threw a hoodie and a coat on, and it ended up not being as cold out as I anticipated. By the time I was all pissed off at this guy in front of me, I started sweating in the car because I was blasting the heat, and I was so pissed off I wasn't thinking about it. The coffee shop had the heat on. I, like, couldn't stop sweating, and I knew I was, and I know that my man boobs were sweating.
Oh. Yeah, and that was a crappy thing for me to say about man boobs. That was rude. I'm sorry. That was just the first.
No,
it was
I
just
don't
the
care.
Easiest.
That's what I think I want you to hear. It's like, I'm not that angry guy. I know I was sweaty. I know. I was hot as and I thought if I didn't pay attention to it, you wouldn't mention it. Like, I was so lost in that date, and, like, I didn't know what to do, and I went home and showered right away. I was, like, I was looking in the mirror, and, like, I literally, like, was mortified by myself because I was really excited about this date, and, like, I never tell friends about going out with anybody, but for some reason, I was kind of stoked on you, and I just crashed and burned, and I kind of do that a lot in life, and I just want you to know that I really am sorry, and... as far as you and I are concerned, like, I'd love one more shot. Just one more chance to maybe sweat it out with you and...
sweat it out. Hey, Ren, would you like to go out with Adam again? I will pay for a second date. We can send you guys to a spin class or something where sweat is supposed to be there. And would you maybe give him another shot to see if he's not so flustered this time? He can do a better job?
Adam, I'm... like, this is awkward. And I just want to say I appreciate you eventually being honest. I think that what I would have preferred is if you could have communicated this to me not on a radio station, because you did contact me and you didn't really ever just come out and say.
I totally get it, Ren. I mean, as crazy as I was there, it's probably crazier that I ended up on the radio with you right now. But I tried calling and I texting you, and, you know, you never got back to me. And so, like, I felt like this was my last option of how I could get a hold of you.
Ren, will you do it? Will you go out with him one more time?
Come on, Ren. We've never had anyone be so sincere.
Will you drive, please? Just so we're...
It is funny.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
One more day. Nice. All right. Ren, thank you for your time. Adam, congratulations. You got your second date, man.
Thank you, guys. Ren, this is going to be great. I promise you. I'll see you soon.
Adam, two words before your next date, all right? Gold bond. Okay?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
The text in at 78592 about today's second date update. It just says four words, gold bond and Uber. Which could have helped out Adam a lot on his
Adam.
Date. Yeah. He wanted to call a girl named Ren. He was a little late for their coffee date. He got into a little road rage incident on the way. And he thought that was the reason why he wasn't getting a call back, because he was just venting about that the whole time.
Yeah.
It's partly why he wasn't getting a call back, but he was also super sweaty.
Yeah.
Because he was nervous and upset, and I guess he was just drenched in sweat the whole time.
Well, and he dressed wrong. It's hard sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You do the sweatshirt and the coat, and then you realize it's too late. I mean, like, once you start sweating, you can't take any of it off.
Yeah. No, you have to leave it on, because now you have pit stains.
Yeah, totally. And now it's like 80 times worse.
Yeah.
And, like, what a bad day to start already with the rotor incident and then just keep snowballing.
Yeah.
It's a bad sign.
It was a spiral. But I think they're going to recover. I think they're going
to
be good.
Yeah, they decided to go out again still. And he'll just make sure that he wears enough deodorant and maybe takes that texter's advice and gets some Gold Bond
there
and rubs down and everything else to make sure that he doesn't get too sweaty on his next date.
I really think he needs to learn how to layer clothing. It's going to help him a lot.
It will, definitely.
Yeah.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.